You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
It's the Celebrity Apprentice Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian.
Heather.
And Jen.
And welcome to the Celebrity Apprentice Podcast. Once again, I'd like to apologize. Not once again, but I just like to apologize for last week since...
No, he does like to apologize once
since,
again.
Since I was out of town, so we didn't do a show.
And we weren't allowed, us ladies were not allowed to touch the equipment.
Yes, in case we broke the mic.
They're not allowed to touch the equipment. Ladies can't touch the equipment. So, only let certain ladies touch the equipment. Anyway, onward and upward, so they say. But well, yeah, so all apologies to all you rabid listeners out there that we didn't get.
Avid.
Have no rabid rabid listeners out there, because you have to be rabid to listen to this show. So what I'd like to do real quick is I have not even seen last week's episode due to my
shame.
My busy schedule in Nashville. Hey, I was doing some biz, all right? So, real quick, we're just going to like do a quick like a few minute recap on last week.
And we are
anyway,
off to Heather.
No, so basically they had to write a jingle, right?
Okay, you can be quiet now.
Well, I was going
to
ask questions.
No, they they had to write a jingle, and Diana was the team manager.
They wanted maybe I should have just made up a recap.
Let's see. There was Diana and who was the other team manager? It was Arsenio.
It was Aubrey.
Was it Aubrey?
It was Aubrey.
So anyways, she was like, okay, well, first of all, they did the jingle. Aubrey was all in it.
It's the Aubrey show. It's not the Celebrity Apprentice. It's the Aubrey show.
So, yeah. Okay, so we know who did it. How were the, now we get right to the cut here. How did the, who had the better jingle in your opinion?
Personally, I thought Clay's and Diana's and everything was much better because it was more...
It was a little bit more toned down.
It was more toned down. It was more what they were asking for.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the whole lack of the project manager being a part of the their whole presentation. And
so you liked
stuff.
You liked Clay's better. What about you, Heather?
I agree. I kind of like theirs better. However, the other one, if I remember correctly, it was like...
It was
Aubrey. Kind of made it real sexy, and they didn't really... It was
Aubrey?
A little,
sexy?
It was all Aubrey.
What?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
And...
Yes, and there was some wardrobe malfunctions.
No, we were waiting for one.
Well, there was
a slight
possible wardrobe malfunction.
Am I gonna have to go back and watch the episode
you
now?
You might, because there was some darkage areas.
So Aubrey's team did not win.
No, Aubrey did win.
Aubrey did win, that's right. I forgot who. Okay, yes. And
because Diana wouldn't have gotten fired.
And
otherwise.
Diana got fired. Who was the but Diana wasn't the team captain.
Oh, it was
captain,
Lisa.
Right?
No, she was the team captain because she wasn't really in it at all. And like at the very end, she kind of came out on stage without a mic. And yeah, so she didn't do a very good job. And she was telling Clay how to sing, remember?
Yeah, she tried to explain to Clay how to sing when
she
didn't understand
so she was doing
song styles
her,
at all.
Her usual, like, I need to make sure I don't get fired. So
Lisa basically called her the female version of Lou, which means she doesn't have a brain in her head.
Yep,
which I think Lou should just pummel this woman.
All right. So, and of course, Diana got fired. So, there we go. So, that was a little recap. Actually, that was more of a recap for me, not for anybody listening. That was for me.
Yeah.
So,
the only thing I was surprised about was, you know,
the slutty cheerleading costumes.
There's wardrobe malfunctions and sexy cheerleading costumes.
With the slutty. Yeah,
well, cheerleading
I'm sorry, but unless she has a tattoo on one of her bazingas, there was a slight possible wardrobe malfunction with all of her bouncing.
Bazingas. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. So
there was a lot of color in
thank you
round area.
For sharing with me.
The thing that really surprised me, though, is when Diana got kicked off, I thought for sure, in the car, she'd just start going off in her own language.
Mm-hmm. No, she was pretty nice in the car. I saw the car. Actually, I saw the last 5 minutes of the show. I caught enough to see her get fired and go in the car. She was fine in the car.
Yes. So this
Lisa
week
was overjoyed.
Yeah, Lisa. Yeah,
to say the least.
All right. So now that has been
psychotically
overjoyed. That was the Cliff Notes version of last week's episode, which we didn't do. Probably all the podcasts should be like that. So,
and now to this week.
And once again, for the recap,
here's Heather.
Let's go to Heather. But there were bazingas in this episode.
There was mega bazingas.
There was no wardrobe malfunction.
It was a purposeful bazingle.
Thank you,
Donald Trump. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll have some comments about that later.
You just want to get the back footage, don't you?
I just want the unedited footage.
I'm sure it is online somewhere.
I will find it.
You will not. Don't start looking now. You will not.
So this week they had to work with...
You'll be fired.
Elle Magazine and Chi, which is...
Chi, which is
like hair stuff.
Yes.
And they, so they had I was not aware.
I'm a guy and I don't really care about hair products. So.
And if he pays attention to what's in his wife's dresser in the bathroom or in the cabinet he will see some of the Chi products on there.
I'm a guy. I just need deodorant and some toothpaste and a toothbrush.
Chi is putting out a new hair dryer that has a touchscreen on it. So they were supposed to do...
Who knows?
Yeah. You know, you would think that it would get, like, maybe hot. And wouldn't that mess up some of the touchscreen parts?
Yeah, the whole fact of having a touchscreen and that type of technology on something that has a heating mechanism is just sort of, like, backwards.
I don't want to drag this out, but I just want to get this out of the way now. Just get it. Why the heck do you need a touchscreen on your... on your hair dryer? And they didn't really address what the purpose of the touchscreen was.
And it's the whole fact is that the hair dryers that I've ever used in my life, it has an on-off switch and a hot and cold switch.
Well, maybe.
That's pretty much it.
Maybe you can buy...
Maybe you can just turn it. You just flip it or you turn it.
That's right.
Maybe you
can buy... Can you play Angry Birds?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get your Angry Boobs.
Audrey had those going.
maybe she has angry boobs. Those boobs can be angry at me all they want. Ow! Maybe they can have Angry Birds app while you're blow drying your hair. You can play some games.
Listen to music, or maybe it has the talking feature
like in your iPhones.
Tell me when my hair is medium dry.
Yes.
You're frying your hair.
I don't. The touchscreen feature holds no significant purpose for a blow dryer.
Well, this is apparently the first touchscreen hair dryer.
Yes.
And so we'll find out. It'll either...
I don't know. They make straighteners. Are they going to do a touchscreen straightener too?
Yeah, maybe.
You frying your dang hair?
So they had to do a 4-page magazine print pages thing to go in Elle Magazine.
Yes.
And Elle told them specifically... Do not be risque.
But they weren't. Your definition of risque is much different.
She said vulgar, actually.
Yeah, vulgar.
Vulgar.
Okay,
basically, Aubrey should have just left the building at that point.
But there's nothing in those ads that are vulgar. There was not one thing.
I don't think it was real bad.
It wasn't real bad. If they showed the other pictures of,
boobage.
Well, if they showed while Aubrey was sitting there with all her glory hanging out.
Anyway, so, but when Farouk...
I guess she was practicing for her Playboy spread
or something. She's already done that. When Farouk was...
maybe she was hoping Farouk would walk in.
When Farouk was doing his explanation, his thick accent confused me. As we're all watching the show, we're all leaning into the television like... What exactly is he saying?
But I did like his pimped out boots and,
His corporate pimping.
His corporate pimping, as Arsenio put it.
The one thing that was very clear is he really liked Aubrey.
Yes, he was rubbing her hair.
Yes.
He was all up in there.
He asked if that hair was, and she said it was all natural. Yeah, natural out of a box.
Well, I'm still thinking she meant like, no hair extensions or anything.
No,
that's
I'm
all,
thinking
that's
color
natural.
And everything else. Because there's no way that God ever, 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 ever created that color for a person's hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe the devil did.
Are you saying Aubrey and the devil are friends? What are you saying, Jen?
Trust me, if she had a chance to boing him, I think she would.
So they went into negotiations because... There were models to pick out, and Teresa was project manager.
Teresa was project manager.
Wow, your memory retention
was project manager. So they went into the negotiations.
I really couldn't tell.
And Lisa was project manager.
Lisa and Clay didn't really care what models they had. But because Teresa said she wanted these two, Lisa was all over her. Like, why don't Rice?
You know, if I was... Here's the deal. If I was Teresa, Teresa looked like such an airhead in that situation. If I was her, if I was Teresa, I would have sat down and said... And, you know, while Lisa's going, dum-dum-dum-dum, Teresa, I would have sat down and said, I'm just going to sit here and wait just as long as you until I get the models I want. And just sit there. I don't care if it takes us all day. I'm getting that.
I think she's a little bit afraid of Lisa because, you know, Lisa might have picked up something to throw
at her. Once again, you guys are coming to the finals here, and your butt's on the line regardless of who you are. You're the team manager, or team captain, whatever you want
to call it. I go back and I look at the last couple seasons with John Rich and Brett Michaels and all of them, and it's like such a much better class of people.
No, you always had your...
You had your one or two. But it's just they got kicked off real quick.
No, not always. No, because they got to keep the drama they want you to watch. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that Lisa and Aubrey were still on there because I kind of felt like they kind of kept him around for the drama.
Yeah, I'm thinking Trump sons have something to do with Aubrey sticking around.
But if I was Teresa in that negotiation, I would have just sat down and I'm not moving. Till I get those.
Yeah, but
she didn't have a background. And if you go back
hard,
and though,
but how hard would it be? It's not like you're having some kind of verbal spouting match. All you're doing is saying.
But I went back and checked, and something on about what she's doing now at the Jersey Housewives thing is because of her Celebrity Apprentice stint and all of the nonsense that went on there. She's actually gone back and apologized and is trying to save face with everybody that she's alienated on the New Jersey Housewives set too.
I don't think she hasn't really talked about it.
Said that, she's just as ditzy and airheadedy as on that set as she is on The Apprentice. So
yeah, but that's a whole different. She's a housewife. I mean, I've never watched the show, so I don't know.
No, I don't either. I think they're ridiculous.
I never watched it one time. Sorry.
I don't think she had the, and I don't think she was expecting Lisa to really. I thought she kind of figured they would go in, they would discuss it, and then just be on their way.
But that's the people you wanted. Regardless of who the person was, it's like, if you want to play this game, it's literally like, I'm just going to sit here longer than you and wait.
What got me more than anything else is that she had to go back in and talk to Aubrey.
I know.
When things got kind of funky with her and Lisa.
Because once she did that, it's like, it's like Lisa's like, I'm just going to make this. Yeah. You know, I think if Teresa wouldn't have went back in and Teresa would have just sat down and said, I want these. I'm just going to sit here until you give them to me because I ain't budging. If she would have said that, I think Lisa would have been like, okay, we're going to be here forever. You know what I mean? But because she went back, Lisa's like, great. I just have more fun to play with, more bullying and meanness and cattiness. So,
Evilness.
Because they got stuck with two guys, which I would like to mention that one of the guys had really short hair and nobody wanted it, but I thought that that would kind of appeal to a different, that you know, they were saying that because there's those guys that do their hair.
Clay does his hair.
And he has shorter hair, and I think that they could have used that, and
Maybe you could have used it.
No.
But I mean, it would have been a little bit riskier, but I think it would have been okay for them to use. But since they didn't, so Aubrey all of a sudden gets on the phone, and she's calling up her friends, and she's got some models coming in.
You mean she actually has friends?
I don't know who she was calling, but she was calling in favors from somebody.
Yeah, well, she...
And then at the very last minute, and then she was like, Teresa, do you want me to be the redhead? Do you want me to do it? Like, oh my gosh, that never even occurred to her before this very second.
Please.
She had that plan from the get-go.
Do you want me to take my own pictures? Because I can do that.
Let me take my boobs out, too.
Because they're right here.
Oh, and I'm sorry, but sitting there in the middle of the room with your breasts hanging out, I mean, seriously?
Seriously.
How slutty and how just catty and
I would like
slutty.
To point out that
she was hoping that Farouk
hair,
or one of the one of the Trump boys would walk in.
Her hair was
she really was
covering her breasts.
Now I would have loved to affect that if one of the L executives walked in at that point, that just would have been so mortified that.
The camera turned around, all the guys that were taking the pictures were all probably just like, "Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?"
None of the, they have no other footage for that couple of minutes because everybody with a camera was right there.
And no one...
Yes, and like, you know it's out there on YouTube somewhere.
There was that was that 10 minutes where Aubrey didn't have a shirt on where nothing was getting done. There might have been some stuff getting done, there but was guys, I don't want to talk about it.
There was guys on Trump and on the other side of the city. They went running.
And there I go. She belongs in a strip club.
And then after she can make her fortune. After she put a shirt on, a couple of guys were like, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I think it was... She is such a strategic... player. I mean, I really think that
she's transparent. She's transparent. She knows this all get out.
At least she's comfortable with herself.
She's more it than what everybody else really truly sees.
Because I know personally I couldn't sit there with my pants off. Ow! Stop hitting me.
Well, you know what, though, too, is that she probably knew that it's not like a, you know, in Playboy they can, you know, they would fix the picture anyway.
Well, she couldn't be airbrushed.
They were
going to
blur everything out. So if they were hanging really low, which I'm sure they were,
right,
and they looked horrible, and one was probably this way,
or odd sizes, one pointing one way and the other pointing the other, and
Invertible nipples. Are they mutants? What are we talking about? This is getting a weird conversation.
One has an inverted nipple, or what?
Welcome to the Celebrity Apprentice podcast. Are we talking about mammograms all of a sudden? What are we talking about?
No, her silicone will explode if she gets a mammogram.
And who says this isn't like a 12-year-old sleepover?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, so
I've been the good person here.
We just needed to make sure.
What if you punk it with a pin? If it would like go. Psss.
Well, I can poke it with my finger and see. Ow. Stop hitting me.
No.
I'm bruised for tomorrow.
Okay, we also found out that Arsenio is a photographer.
Yeah. Yes.
Teresa likes to take pictures of her family, but she doesn't know what a F something is.
An F-stop.
An F-stop.
And Heather apparently doesn't know an F-stop is.
I do not.
I do.
That's your exposure settings on the camera, your F-stops.
Oh, well, I've used that button before.
That's good.
Not very well, apparently. But...
Well, usually when we're doing projects, I usually set that stuff myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And heaven forbid you change it from what he set it on.
Well, in my case, it's probably a good thing. But anyway, so Teresa, yeah. And then, so who did you think, who did you think was better?
Well, I actually thought Aubrey's team might win. Once again, what got him was they
the
didn't
sluttiness.
We're doing a boob exception here. Because they didn't specify, you know, what the product did. As far as look goes, catching you with the product, visually I liked it. Not because of the sluttiness, just because of the look of the pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, for crying out loud. If it was a guy in those pictures, it'd still be catching my eye because of the color and stuff.
There was David Tennant, I would be like totally all
see,
over
exactly.
It.
Anyway, I thought Aubrey's, initially, until I heard their reasons, I would have picked Aubrey's. Because the other team, in past years, when they've done print ads, it seemed like... Clay's and Lisa's had a bunch of text on it, and a lot of the time they say, well, that was too wordy. Mm-hmm. It's too much information. You know, it's got to be condensed because somebody's not going to sit there and read all of that.
But they
didn't have
any of the brand messaging that they wanted.
Right.
Though,
so I can see.
So they really missed the boat.
And they were right about the 80s clothing, which is surprising considering they brought the model with to pick the clothing out.
No, that was that wasn't
Lisa and the model picked
Lisa,
the clothes
yeah,
out.
No, that was. But you were talking about Aubrey and that.
Oh, well, I'm talking about Lisa and Clay's
and
thing.
That, yeah, but then again. Lisa looks like she's wearing muumuus all the time, so you know she has no fashion
but she
sense.
Was, but she was
but
letting
she had
the
a model.
Clay has a little bit more fashion sense than her.
But she was letting the model pick her stuff out.
Yeah, well, the model was like going with what the trends are today, and that's '80s clothes.
Well that looked really. They were right about that. That looked.
It looked like an old 1980s Ralph Lauren.
And the thing was too.
It
yeah,
really
with the
did.
'80s, everything like it was a red flat background. The clothing was kind of flat. And in Aubrey's, they had these multi-textured lighting effect going. It really popped. Yeah. It looked really modern.
And Aubrey's hair was off in some kind of never world.
Well, it looked, it may have been
I'm
popped.
Sorry,
it looked
but
future,
it just,
well, it looked
well,
futuristic, like what
hair,
they were going
yeah,
for. Because it's the future
yeah,
of hair drying.
Yes, and you know, having Spider-Man red hair is another big thing about the future.
But Lisa's and Clay's look very 80s, like flat, with the back, flat background.
So look
the
late 80s, you know, late mid 80s. Ralph Lauren.
But I think Calvin they Klein I think they won specifically on the fact that they talked about the product.
Well, okay. Bottom line. I first of all, I think that it's they might have been messaging. Trying to appeal to a different.
Yeah, well, you know, Lisa's not attractive, so right. I mean, they but had to try to go in. But if you're going to
Elle magazine, though,
yeah,
Lisa had to go into something that wasn't an attractive market and stuff, because she knew that it needed to appeal to, I guess, her demographic, people that but are not Lisa.
They, yeah, but they need to think about what magazine they're going in, though.
Yeah,
you know, I think who's demographic for that magazine.
I agree with you that I think that Arsenio and Aubrey's and Teresa's pictures were better, and you know, but and with it being a little bit too wordy, it is in a magazine. Don't people
right? But read but you not the ads? Oh, not anymore. The ads. Not an e-mag. No, they always want pictures. Yeah. No, but it's still. If I go to an ad, if I'm reading an article, I'll read the article. If it's an article I want to read about, but for an ad, I want to just go.
You want okay, the highlights and you want done. The key points.
Yeah. You know, three or four sentences. Or big tag, it says, now with touchscreen. Why? I don't know. Something like that. And then on to the next. I just don't see that being successful. Sorry, Farouk.
And you know, you're like.
And it's too, hold... it's like his chi hair straighteners, too. I mean, I hate to say it, but those are the most damaging that you can get for your hair. So
do they work? Do they straighten your hair?
They do straighten it, but they also fry and make your hair fall out.
Do you have to use heating products with them?
This is
yes,
not
very much oh, so. We'll you have to okay. use that, and ergo the whole other line, all of his chi restorative
I like
hair
tai
protectors
chi.
To keep them from
I like tai chi
from
burning your hair out.
From ruining your hair, from having your hair fall out, from having your hair over-fried and mm-hmm. over-processed or overheated because of the heat products.
Notice
that
I'm not involved
stuff.
In this conversation.
So
I'm just thinking about boobs.
Yeah, so you're thinking about Aubrey's pixelation.
What about what
I'm gonna
about
go.
The,
I'm gonna put it into my editing software and see if I can adjust those pixelations. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm telling you, it's online.
It's gonna be
somewhere.
Weird. It's gonna
Aubrey
be bad.
O'Day. She's got. Remember, she's got the most Twitter followers. She's all about
she'll say,
online.
She's,
she knows
she's,
that
she's,
everyone
she's
is talking
she'll,
about
she's,
this.
She'll be
she's
twittering.
It. She's
see
the
my
world.
Boobs. That'll be yeah. a link.
Yeah, to see my boobs, go to
www.audreysboobs.com.
Audreysboobs.org.
What did you think about the you know, where the, like, Aubrey had the thing where she was, oh my gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Be at peace with your hair, the future.
Oh, the theme?
Yeah, the theme.
Let's see, I like,
Aubrey
actually,
is a
no, I actually liked Clay's and Lisa's theme better.
You yes. did?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
I thought there was. I kind of
once again, but I was. But it was quick with
hair,
the. With,
it's like I can understand, you know, being female and having bad hair days and stuff. But
you have good hair.
I do not
with
have
the,
good
with,
hair.
With the Trump,
coming
with,
from someone who has like one good hair day a year.
It's just
be
a
piece
hair
of your
show.
Hair.
Yeah, you,
I know.
I had the, good hair 10 years ago.
But with the Trump, with Trump's son coming in and saying, you know, how it's going to be hard to talk about or hard to show in print. The Clay's and Lisa's idea. I like that idea better, but I don't know how you'd how you dealt with that when it showed that in print, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I like their idea better.
Go lay down.
So, was anyone surprised that Lisa and Clay won?
No.
No.
No, not with
not after
not
hearing
with the,
their presentation.
Right, and yeah, not with the issue of describing the features in the ads, and that was a high. Seemed like that was a high priority.
That was their main priority, is that they wanted the features.
So, mm-hmm.
And then there was during the presentation, sorry. Teresa did not do very well.
Oh,
she, yeah, that was
she,
that was.
That woman needs to take that woman needs to take speech 101.
Yeah, that was a huge issue. Was that
how do you not be comfortable on the camera?
I mean, she was...
And how do you have a reality show and you're on the camera, but yet not be able to speak in public?
That was horrible.
That
because...
was, like, worse than a freshman speech class of somebody who's never gotten up and spoken in
it
public.
It's like, she's like, hi, I like hair dryers. It has
is,
a touch screen. It is
it,
by Chi. Aubrey showed her boobs.
Aubrey sat in the room with her boobs exposed.
Farouk,
so,
you missed it.
So
she
you
was
know.
Hoping that maybe the executives would walk in, or at least one of Donald Trump's sons.
So, and then, and later in the boardroom, Arsenio kind of insinuated that she had a card to read, and she didn't even read everything that was on the card.
Apparently she was having trouble reading it. Maybe she just wanted to wrap it up pretty quickly.
Jack went up the hill. Jack fell down. Jack broke
something. Arsenio and Aubrey nailed it as far as the rest of the presentation. So.
Well, they're natural-born speakers.
Yeah.
And Clay and Lisa did fine. I didn't see any, lack of enthusiasm, I guess. I guess they were right. They didn't seem as excited as Arsenio. I couldn't be that excited about a hairdryer.
Well, they can't put emotion into what they're saying. Lisa just didn't. I mean, I personally don't think that Lisa really was behind what she was trying to sell. And it showed big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Arsenio did really well for a man with no hair.
Bald?
That's right. They kept bringing that up.
I mean, come on.
You know, going back to also the when Lisa and Clay were working and Lisa was busy getting the clothing and stuff like that, I was, when Lisa came back and how they edited it, it seemed like Lisa was just sitting there eating some food while Clay was doing all the work. And I'm thinking, in a situation, whether they edited it that way or not, but if that was the case, in a situation like this or toward the end, I wouldn't be sitting there. I would be, if I was hungry, I'd be up with a sandwich, making sure my hands were in everything to make sure I'm not
She wanted to make sure that she had a way to, like, disclaim herself in case she did get fired, then
but
she
Clay
could blame
was
it
doing,
all on Clay.
But Clay was doing everything.
Yeah, so she could blame it all on Clay.
Well, then Clay would turn around and say, you weren't...
Fat bitch, you're eating a sandwich.
You weren't doing anything as far as the project manager goes. Fall into the same category as Teresa then.
Yeah.
In this case, when you're this close to the end, you're a project manager, you have to be in it. If you're not in it and you lose,
we're so much better because they actually all seem to be more involved in the tasks and everything than what these.
Yeah, because Gary Busey was all about the tasks.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And rainbows.
And that's right.
And rainbows.
And other things. Could you imagine? Could you imagine
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine Lou Ferrigno, Diana, Gary Busey with Lisa? Oh,
I was actually thinking Aubrey and Gary Busey.
Oh,
there's some dream teams going there. Yeah. Can we call Trump up and just. Can we pay for like an all-star season? Can we bring Busey and Aubrey back? Because, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just sort of seemed, though, too, is that Lisa just, I don't know. Just, she was looking at a way. And then, I want to know what her whole thing is about after she takes her take of the celebrity money. I'm like, what the heck? Is she taking a cut of the money? That she's supposed to be giving 100% to charity? I mean, what is with this broad?
That's the second time
she won
last time for her charity.
You don't say about taking your 10% or your cut or whatnot. It's like, this is for charity.
But I've never heard anyone else.
Her butt needs to be fired just for that statement
alone. Well, apparently it's okay or else you wouldn't be on the show.
Well, technically now it's
apparently they know about it.
Yeah, they must. I mean,
they kind of
maybe
have
it's
to.
The only way she knows how to get money because she knows she ain't gonna get paid for her meanness properly.
Oh.
So she's got to make sure that it's in her contract that she gets a percentage of how much she earns, which totally just. I so wish John Rich would have brought that up. I really so wish he would have brought
that up. Well, I don't know if any of them would see that, though.
Yeah.
She only mentioned it kind of in passing.
Now, remember, when we're talking about Aubrey and we're talking about teams. We're talking about just her.
Because Aubrey is.
When I talk about teams, I'm talking about me.
Yes, because Aubrey is only her. You know, she's the only one that matters, and she's the only one that counts, and she's the only one that can ever do anything. And if it wasn't for her, the world wouldn't survive, and it wouldn't be spinning around its axis because Aubrey just didn't say it could.
And I think on the other team, even Arsenio took pictures. He kind of seemed to be not that involved.
Well,
he took the pictures.
Aubrey, he seemed 100% more involved than Teresa.
Well, yes. I didn't say, but I just said just Arsenio seemed very in the background, except for the initial picture taking.
Well, because Aubrey took over once again.
There was that, but I mean, really, this is probably not something that he's.
Come on, his hair dryers.
It's not just hair dryers. It's all the hair care products for the hair that he doesn't
have,
for his beard.
But maybe it's just because skin conditioners and the oils that could massage the scalp and make sure you don't get dry like flaky scalp because even though you're bald, you could still get dandruff.
Thanks, Jen.
I don't know.
I'm not aware
of
that.
We know that, but you know.
If you get dandruff because you have a dry scalp.
But no, it's just dry skin. It's like anywhere on your body. It's hands or elbows or whatnot. You can get dry scalp too because
So you need to lotion up your bald head every day.
They probably do.
Lubricate it. Yeah.
Just like any other part of your body.
What? Yes. I'm not even going to finish that.
And then we go back to Aubrey being exposed in the boardroom.
And lubrication?
Yes. Hey, well, you're the one that was going there.
Yep. Let the good times roll.
So, in the boardroom.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
So, Lisa and Clay won, so they were out. So, you had Aubrey, Teresa, and Arsenio.
Well, yeah, Aubrey.
Aubrey was like, I mean, her tongue had to have been bleeding because she like was quiet the whole time.
Oh, her eyes were expressed.
And every time Teresa tried to pull Arsenio in, because I think he knew, I think Arsenio wasn't sure like which way Aubrey would go. And so every time like Teresa tried to get Aubrey into the conversation, she was like, no, you talk to me. We're doing this. But Teresa fought hard. Mm-hmm. You know, but she fought the wrong way.
Because if she wanted to fight smart, she would have brought up the fact that it was all Aubrey's idea, and it was all Aubrey's plan, and it was all Aubrey's doing, and it was all her layouts, her pictures, her ideas, her concept, and it was all Aubrey. So technically, Aubrey should have gotten her butt fired because if it was all her, and that's what they didn't like.
You know what though? I don't think it would have flown because the criticisms were almost all directed at Teresa.
Yeah. But still, that way, I agree with Jen. That would have been a smarter thing to do.
There was a lot of stuff, though, that they brought up Arsenio, that was all Aubrey's concept. Because
Aubrey thought of pretty much everything.
Because it was just the concepts that they brought up and some of the specific concepts they brought up. It was Aubrey's baby.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree. I think she, you know, I don't think Teresa wouldn't have won. Teresa would have been fired regardless in the situation, but I think she would have stood a better chance if she would have went off after Aubrey.
Instead of Arsenio.
Because Aubrey has a large losing streak.
Yes, because
and she's heavily involved in everything. So that's a proven track record of her being heavily involved and being a creative, you know, force, but at the same time losing so many tasks.
I think Teresa probably has been around Aubrey enough to know that she knew that she couldn't go up against Aubrey.
She's probably as terrified as Aubrey as she was of Lisa.
And I found it interesting, too, when Teresa was going after Arsenio. Arsenio gets very verbal and defensive real quick. Are you
Arsenio
calling me a liar? You know, and stuff.
A temper.
So, yeah.
I think he's tired of all the bullshit.
I think after all is said and done.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
I think at the end of it, Arsenio would be the one I wouldn't want to go up against. Because no matter what I say to Arsenio, he'd just snap it right back at you.
Well, be like Lisa, but yeah, he's a much kinder, much more respectful soul than Lisa.
I don't know. Lisa's just Lisa. Evil. I don't know. For some reason, Lisa is one thing, but Arsenio makes me nervous.
Yeah, but I think Arsenio, Aubrey, and Clay are all very careful with their words. They don't just throw things out
there. They're like
a
lawyer.
They think about what they're saying and what's coming out before it does.
And that's why I think Arsenio's dangerous.
Look at how well he avoided answering some questions by just kind of twisting it around.
Yep.
You know? He took the question back too when it really the question should have never been asked to him in the begin with. He took the question right back into the person's face and said, mm-hmm. Listen, you just so don't know what you're talking about and you so don't know what you're bringing up right now. So do you really want to ask this question?
Yeah, and I see with Lisa, I think Lisa's
pretty
just quick.
Attacks.
She just attacks and goes
to the jugular.
She doesn't pay attention so much as what's coming out, but if she realizes pretty quick when something's going wrong. And I mean, I could bring that up later in the interviews. Is that she's quick like when she's screwed up and she'll mm-hmm. turn it around real fast. But I think that Aubrey is really good too with being careful, but I think she
doesn't realize how transparent she really is and how people really do view how just I don't know.
I was just thinking boobs.
Yeah. But you were just thinking of that boobage I don't think Aubrey truly really understands that she has this view of the way she thinks people view her, which is so not the case.
She has an old mind.
Right.
Old
soul.
Old soul.
Yeah, she has an old soul. I'm like
soul?
The
if she has she's got an old soul.
If she has an old soul, then I am the Queen of England.
Here's she, your, here's your scepter.
Not.
Ow!
So,
you know
okay.
What? I'm going to have this weird mark
you are,
right here.
You're going to be
and
bruised
for
tomorrow.
Some reason, you'll forget you did this. And like 2 days later, after hitting me, you'll be like, why do you have that
don't
mark on you?
Don't bring up my memory problems.
Why do you have that mark on you? Where'd you get that from?
So, okay, so Teresa yeah, got well. Sent home. Yay. And then, was there
surprisingly,
else
there was no, the once again,
there was no surprise whatsoever.
There
no.
Was like,
as soon as she opened her mouth during the presentation, there was no surprise who was going home.
Right, and then, of course, when they come back to the boardroom, too, Arsenio tries to do the fake that Aubrey went home, and yeah. Lisa's like, whatever.
Oh, please.
Yeah, didn't fly.
Yeah, that.
But what I did like is after they tried that, the immediate phone call from Trump's office telling him everybody get back in there, they're like, ah, yes.
Nothing like Arsenio doing a joke that just fell through the cracks there. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So he called him back in, and he had John Rich and Marley Matlin from last season.
And I miss Brett Michaels. I wish Brett was back.
Oh, well, you'll have to go watch old episodes. So.
Yeah,
Brett with his
bottle of Snapple.
Brett was 2 seasons ago.
I know, but you know,
but
you bring
he was
Brett
awesome,
back.
Man. I mean, he rocked it.
I miss the bandana.
Miss the bandana.
And the hair extensions.
Yes.
Yes.
Go, Brett. Anyway, so the interview.
John was my absolute favorite.
Yeah,
the
do you
whole,
know what? I would
season,
never
though.
Want to be interviewed by John Rich.
Oh,
after
my
that.
Goodness. That man, he can cut down to the nitty gritty and get to the heart of the matter in a second.
I can just see him interviewing Mother Teresa. So, did you really care about those kids? I don't think so. Mother Teresa just befuddled.
I mean, it was like. Aubrey was like a deer in headlights. She couldn't. She had nowhere to hide. She absolutely had nowhere to hide. She her personality was called out from the get-go.
But you know, when she started tearing up, he backed off. And so I thought it was funny, but then he said later when he was talking to Trump, he's like, but I saw right through her. He said, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that at least he saw that.
Yeah, she knows how to manipulate it. And then Lisa opening her big mouth, you know, once again, her big mouth, saying that, oh, it's all fake. I can control what I can and cannot do. My emotions, I put them on for a show, mm-hmm. Which basically is like, really? Seriously? So you're that insincere? Oh, screw you. Goodbye.
Yeah. So it kind of makes you wonder.
Yeah.
See, I think,
she knows exactly
I think
how to manipulate
where,
those
I think
big doe eyes,
was,
everything. Yeah,
she was
knows
talking,
exactly.
And then she realized, oh, wait. They're going this way with this. And so she turned it around real quick. Oh, no, I can control it. She cannot control
her. Oh, please. Her controlling her emotions, again, I have to say, I am the Queen of England.
Sorry. And then Clay's interview. You could tell Clay was just getting frustrated. He's like, John, shut up, or something. It's like,
John, I want to speak.
In a normal interview, you
John.
Wouldn't. As a rule of thumb,
hello,
in normal
John.
Interviews... Don't take that as a normal thing you don't want to do. When you're being interviewed by somebody, you don't sing to them like that. Normally, you won't get the job. Luckily, in Celebrity Apprentice, you can sing back to the person. I wish I could do that in an interview. I just get all frustrated with the interview questions. Don't ask me that!
Glitter?
I guess I assume I wouldn't get the job.
Glitter?
Yeah. Well, like I said, John was being tough, and he, like, really, he would just ask questions so fast that you couldn't really answer it.
So how
and
much Clay did you donate? Like, why did you not donate that much? You were team leader how many times? I was team leader 4 times. What'd you do? You know, you suck.
I raised $1 million.
You suck, Mr. Clay Aiken. I'm better than you. So what do you think about that? Does that make you nervous?
Love the fact that, oh, okay, your whole, like, playbook, your whole, you know, when he was doing Aubrey... Your whole background, all the people that you can call in, all your helpers, everything, and you couldn't get any of them. And
she
then she's
getting a little
pulls
bit.
Up the one person, and she's like, "Well, to put it bluntly, I got fired by him. Well, good for that guy. No wonder." It's like, you know, you don't have anybody. She doesn't have squat to call back and any reserve or anybody that will actually bend over backwards to help her.
Yeah.
She really doesn't. And, you know, one day she's going to wake up to a very sorry, sorry, sorry state of herself.
But she'll still have good boobs.
She doubt that. Well, you know, they were saying that. Doubt that one. Age and gravity. That's all I have to say. Age and gravity.
But she has money to take care.
But she has enough silicone in there that they probably will just harden into hard rocks.
Anyway.
Marley Matlin was saying that Aubrey seemed nervous coming in to see her. And I think it was because it was a woman. She was dealing with a woman.
She was expecting a man. She can manipulate him
with
yeah.
no problem.
I'll raise my hand, yes. See, she could have my way with me.
Yeah, she could have just walked in with her shirt down like she was sitting in the
And I would have been like, what do you need me to do? And then, yes. But it seemed like, you know.
Yeah, I'm so not trying not to hit you right now.
But when she was interviewing everybody, she seemed, it was funny because John Rich was, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, and then it cuts over to What's-Her-Name.
They were playing good cop.
And then she, good cop, bad cop. And she was just, like, so nice about it. And just,
she was concentrating a lot on the charities.
I would really hope that I got her second, like, going first to get John Rich over with, because I'd be like, oh, crud, what did I just walk into?
And then they don't realize, though, that Marley is really a bulldog, though. It's just, like, she has this very pleasant demeanor, but she is really a bulldog when it comes to going after things.
But then after the course interviews, drum roll please, Jen's life was made so much better because
the bipolar queen is gone.
Spoiler, Lisa got fired.
Yay! The bipolar queen is gone.
And we didn't get to see her drive away in the car.
Oh, we didn't, did we?
No, because we had to keep going back to the boardroom for the second firing.
Yes, because now there's a third firing, but yet it's to be continued for next week.
Yes. But, so now we have Arsenio, Clay, and Aubrey. So who do you think is going?
Oh, Aubrey. I think it's not because I hate her and I think she's just pure evil, but
really? No, tell us what you think.
Tell you what you really think of her. I think that they finally have just had enough of her just fakeness, her just complete utter lack of respect for the position, her lack of respect for her charity, her lack of respect for just being, you know, doing this for the right reasons. She's just, it's the Aubrey chef.
So Heather, who do you think is going to get fired?
I think it's going to be Aubrey, and I think it's mostly because she's just so young.
And she, has an old soul.
And she is 27. Boobs.
But you know, she's very smart. I think that she's played this game really, really
she's
well.
She's manipulative. She's not smart.
No,
she's manipulative.
I think that a lot of the ideas and things that she's come up with creatively, and she has shown herself to be useful in many, just in a wide variety of.
That she can do everything. She can do everything by herself. Yeah.
I think that she's very smart. I think she's very diverse. I think that she has a lot of potential. The problem is that she
Penthouse
doesn't.
Will be plowed.
It's all about her. And when she figures out that, you know, she's got to start working with people a little bit better, she would do better.
Yeah.
You know, if she could tone down her personality, and I just think a lot of it is
going to have
youth.
To come with age, and
exactly.
that she's going to have to totally just really, you know, it's going to have to take a bunch of people just really, really,
you gotta
really
think
waking
about
her up.
What all she's done, and I mean, think about in her 20s. You know, she was in a band with, and you know, with what is it, Sean P. Diddy,
P. Diddy Combs,
who fired her.
She's in this whole reality world phase. And
she's
think
in this whole reality
point,
world
yes.
reality that she just needs to be completely. It's like Snooki. Her and Snooki are basically in the same mindset.
Yeah, think about
no, I'm sorry. Her Snooki and the tanning lady.
Yeah.
Who
so.
Honestly, I mean, I have Whoa. To. I mean, totally
what?
Not apprentice
this
related.
Not, this
but
has nothing.
That
to do
woman
with
is 1 year older than me, and she looked as old. Anyway. I thought her husband was her son.
I gotta put a stop to this. So, anyways, I think Aubrey will be leaving as well, just because. Yeah, I just think she. There's no specific reason. I hate to see the boobs go, but at the same time, yeah.
Well, there's only one episode left, so they don't need all the craziness and the drama and the female relations.
And she's and if she does get fired, we can tell by the previews that she'll be back to help with the
definitely.
Other teams. So
okay,
yeah.
So then if we all agree that Aubrey's probably the next one to go,
yes.
that leaves Clay and Arsenio,
so,
and out of the two of them,
that's who do I want to win?
Think? Who do you think will win, and who would you like to see win?
Oh, wow.
I think Arsenio would win, but I would like to see Clay win. Why? Just because, you know, Clay is, you know, he's a pretty good guy. I mean, he really does try. He puts his whole heart and soul into it, even when he doesn't, you know what to do or anything. It's because his mama said. Yes, his mama. It's all his mama's church bringing. His mama's church bringing. Yeah, it's all that church puppeteering. Which may have something bad to say about church puppeteering and how you go in life, but,
Yeah,
but no, I think, you know, he's really shown a strength about him that people really didn't realize, that just sort of labeled him as the, you know, the American Idol diva that everybody believes got robbed from, you know, that he was sort of robbed from his title that he deserved.
Yeah, so he wants number one. So
I was kind of surprised that John Rich and him didn't meet. John Rich was saying that he was glad that he had the opportunity to show that he's more than just some country singer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody expected him to have that kind of business sense, and I was kind of surprised that
they didn't bring that out with Clay.
Yeah, because him and Clay, I think, both have that. But
I don't think Clay has it as strong as John Rich, though. I
agree with you. I don't think John. Yeah, John. Well, John. Yeah, John.
John is very, more, very, very, very. Because
he's a country boy and he's gonna get it done.
Yeah, he's a good old boy.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, just proving that you're more than what you know what people think you are. I think out of the two, I think that Clay could win. And I'm thinking, as much as I think Arsenio wants to win he believes very much in his charity, I think that, you know, I think that when it comes down to it, I don't know that Arsenio, I don't know, they're not going to be mean to each other. They're not going to play dirty, I don't think.
No, I think, I like the fact that if Arsenio and Clay make it the finals, they're the two least dirty players.
Yeah.
Well, it's like John and Martin.
Yeah, that was the exact same way for last year.
Exact same way for them.
But I'm with Jen and everything, but yeah, I think Arsenio's would win. I would like Clay to win. Mm-hmm. And I think Arsenio would win just because whatever happens, I think from what I've seen, Arsenio's a better fighter in the boardroom than Clay is.
He's been around the block a little bit more.
Well, I think Clay's
how many times has Clay been in the boardroom?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
But well, I think
yeah,
though,
that's true.
If Lisa
but I just got a feeling Arsenio's a tougher fighter than Clay is.
If Lisa and Aubrey go behind Clay, then Arsenio's
when you're in the final boardroom, you're basically fighting for yourself.
Do they have a final boardroom?
The final is both of them. Thank you, Heather, for your knowledge of previous.
No, I'm just trying to think because it seems like they do their projects.
They do their projects and then they end up in a boardroom.
Okay.
With each, you know, both of them are sitting at the desk with Trump, yeah, and then he'll have like John Rich and he'll have other people there with him, whoever it is. But yeah, they fight for themselves.
Okay.
And he might ask, you know, the people, the panel, he'll ask some of the other previous players what they think. But, you know, they have to basically tell them why they're better than the other. You're right. We haven't seen Clay in the boardroom enough, but I just keep thinking of Arsenio and what
neither
he's once he's done.
Been in the boardroom
so.
Enough.
But, you know,
and whatever happened
was
to that blank check from Leno.
Yeah, from one of those. From like that's the true. What one was that? That was how many
he's
episodes
gonna, he's
ago?
He's gonna bring that
that's
out
his,
on his final
that's
project.
That's his cut. That least that he gets.
And that's what that's when John cut. Rich should have like said. When John Rich was interviewing Arsenio, he should have said, "Why haven't you raised any money?" And Arsenio goes, "Because I still got this blank check from Leno. I've been waiting for the golden moment. It hasn't shown up yet, but I'll use it."
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that when you see Arsenio get mad and really fight, he gets mad at people when they
accuse him of not doing or changing or manipulating.
Yeah, when don't give him credit for some of the stuff that he's done. Clay's not going to do that to him,
right.
And so that's why I think that Arsenio's not going to fight as hard against Clay because I don't think Clay's going to give him a reason to.
Right.
So that's, you know, I don't know. We'll see. And I kind of would like to see because Clay's charity is a lot smaller, I think, than than the Magic Foundation. So, I mean, I think it'd be good for his foundation to have that kind of money, but...
So, yeah. So, anyways, glow. Go Clay, go Arsenio, and hopefully Aubrey will get fired.
Yay.
And go away. Yes. Who do you think? Well, from the preview, we know that... Paul Tuttle's back wearing a cool wig in the commercial.
D's
back. Teresa's back. Penn's back.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's back.
Lou.
Aubrey. Was Lou? Did you see Lou? I don't remember seeing Lou. Maybe one snippet of Lou. But I didn't see.
I didn't see Diana.
I didn't see Tia. Didn't see a
Debbie's got, but
didn't
Debbie's
see
back.
Yeah, Debbie Gibson. Debbie. Didn't Deborah. I didn't see Cheryl Teagues. Mm-hmm. Who she's probably like whatever. I didn't see. Didn't see Sulu.
No.
So we'll see who get because not everybody comes back for the task. So we'll
have
to see.
Maybe Busey comes back.
Busey, wouldn't it be funny?
They need to bring him back like every season.
Duh. Special appearance by Busey. Imagine him just walking through randomly. We've got a special person to help on your team. No.
Kites and rainbows.
No, really, Busey. And he starts talking about meat in a box or something.
And rainbows.
Really confusing.
And kites.
So I'm looking forward to how this is all going to wrap up. Like I said, if it is Arsenio and Clay, I'm happy those two are the last two. Because those have been some of the less soap opera. As you said earlier, too, they just keep all the soap opera people to the end and they get them going for the final.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then let the
keep
real...
Keep you watching.
Then let the real magic happen. So, anyway. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that about wraps it up. So, anyway, any final thoughts? No? No? No?
Surprised you didn't make comment of the hairdryer blowing at the...
I'm not going to make any references about hairdryers and blowing.
Hey, where they had it pointed that in one camera shot?
You know what? This has been... I've already mentioned too much stuff. It's deemed necessary. So, anyway.
Yes, you did.
I guess that wraps this up. So, I'm Brian.
I'm Heather.
I'm Jen.
And as Trump says every stinking week, you're fired. And we'll talk to you next time.
For the final show.
It'll be one of the last times. And then you people can go about your business and listen to other things. Stop listening to us. We don't know what we're talking about. Let's be honest. I'm going to go now and dream about anatomy. Ow.